Wow, I actually think I got us started, like, without accident and without any hiccups. Good morning, it's 8:07, the morning after. I don't know how this is going to go. I half-assed a show sheet because last week, your ebullient nature threw us off. The only time I've seen Demetrius, like, last week is when he's drunk, and usually I smell that, and I didn't last week. We're here to go. Podcast after the show, Q1055.com. Some of the things I wanted to get to today. 5-second rule, you're in the closet crush. Jeffy McGee will be here with us because Black Panther is, I guess, I haven't checked the latest projections, but could make like $180 million, which is enormous. Dee and I both saw it. So when Jeffy drops by, we'll do famous black actors.
Ha-ha! I'm going to kill you.
Is Will Smith the only
famous? It better be the only answer.
Every Will Smith movie. We'll have Jeff. Subtitles on TV shows and wanting kids. Something we talked about a little bit last week on the show. And then was like my Facebook was explosive this week. Lots of commentary on that. And then the Florida school shooting. And then yesterday I announced that I was taking a job at I had accepted a job at Wakanda's number one hit music station. Start date TBA. Thanks for everything, Toledo. Peace out. And half the people got it, half the people didn't.
Half the people were Googling Wakanda.
Half the people who didn't get it had to Google it. Yeah, so I got lots of questions yesterday. My brother even texted me. My brother participates in Facebook now, and he's like, you got a job. I'm like, Paul, wouldn't I tell you? Wouldn't Dad have like alerted the president
if you were going to Wakanda?
Some people were like, "You're going to Africa?"
Yeah,
it was far more confusing than I expected it to be. Good morning, it's Eric Chase, 8:09, and the good neighbor Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
If you caught the show sheet stuff, today's show was going to be very Philly T centric. The 5-second rule, which he fails at, and then you're in the closet crush. I saw a tweet the other day, and it was a gay guy saying, asking, who was your in the closet fake crush? Like, if you were a man, who did you say, what female did you say that you liked so that people wouldn't question your sexuality? But I don't know where he is. It is so fitting, though, that the week he was supposed to make his triumphant return, he's not here. Mm-hmm. Can't do the show. But I can bring up a couple other things. One, how was your week?
My week was good.
We didn't really connect. I know Kara and the baby were sick, the toddler.
Yes.
He has like a tank machine now, too.
What do you mean? A wagon?
Looks like a tank.
It is a huge wagon. Here's the thing. And Kara was more excited about the arrival of the wagon than Cohen was. But Kara's enthusiasm is infectious to 2.5-year-old children. So the closer the day came, the more excited she made him about this wagon. And the problem now that I have determined is now you can track everything. You know, they send you an email, they give you a tracking number, you hit the hyperlink, and boom, you can see where it is all the time.
Yep.
Well, that wagon stayed in Maumee for 2 days.
Oh, she was pissed, right?
And it drove her crazy. It got on a truck to be delivered on one day, and then it went back to Maumee. It didn't get delivered, and she watched it sit in this little distribution center, and she was like, "Do you think they'll let me go get it?" And I was like, "Kara, it's a wagon. It's winter time. Let's just relax." And she's like, "I really want this wagon." And I said, I get it. I absolutely understand.
We live in a weird postal area. Like, I ordered a lot of stuff online. I think I've had, like, shirts before, and I've done the tracking thing, not as aggressively as Kara, where I've had them, I've tracked them, and I see they're, like, at a local post office, and then they, like, go up to Taylor, Michigan. And I'm like, why did it go up there?
And then it comes back.
Yeah. What a weird postal area. But this thing is huge. It's like all terrain.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely all terrain. And it's all due to horrible experiences that Kara has had with either a stroller or a wagon that we have when she has tried to take him to, like, some place that has sand. And so
you guys do a lot of like
I didn't realize that
stuff.
Like we do a lot of beach stuff. I didn't realize we were beach people.
Afghanistan
yeah.
too.
And so yep, we got sand from everywhere. And so she decided she wanted this wagon with a canopy, and man, it is pretty dope. I'm not gonna hate on it. It was a good purchase for her. She's super excited. He's being pulled in it right now in our living room, back and forth.
What did it cost?
$120.
It is big.
It's big.
Like, leave that thing out in the yard.
Yeah, it's huge. I made the mistake of, because I thought I was gonna give my wife like a nice surprise the next morning. When it got here, I put it in the garage.
Oh, why are you torturing her?
And I was like, you know, she'll be super excited in the morning. It'll really start her day off. And she was like, she was at a point where she was super, super, like, pissy. Because Cohen had been pushing her to her limit. And she'd been watching this package sit. And I was like, hey, so you got this Hauk Eco Wagon, right? And she was like, yeah. And I went... And it's about like 76 inches by like 96 inches. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, man, really can't wait for that to get here. And she was like, how do you know all the information about this? And I was like, well, it might be in the garage. Yeah. And she was like, why would you do that to me? And I was like, well, I thought it was going to be a nice surprise if I put it in the living room in the morning. And she was like, nope. She was in that box as soon as they got here.
Can I grab a picture of it to post up?
Yeah.
Speaking of surprises, I texted Philly T. We'll see if he gets back to me. And Jeffy will be here later. My friend Candace Harrison, we're going to do an off-air podcast after 10 o'clock. Candace has her hands in like almost every community endeavor in the area, and I love her dearly. She's my African-American mom. Because I need one.
Everybody needs one.
They do.
Everybody.
She has a lot of white kids, too. Mm-hmm. How was the... I know the vanity wasn't a surprise, but is she enjoying it?
She's enjoying it.
Okay.
There's accessories that came, like she had to order. So she got a lamp, an LED lamp. Is that the proper wording?
Good lighting for selfies and whatnot.
Yeah. And so she was super excited. So, and then we had... Then we had a pipe break. Yeah.
So you have a pool in the basement now?
So, yeah, there's drywall ripped out. I had to... And here's the worst thing. All right. I'm a State Farm agent. I had to call State Farm Claims and make a claim on my own policy. It was just... They were like... I'm like, that's not a good look your first year. You know, like... The first thing you do is then have to make a claim against your own policy. I'm like, hey, I'm Demetrius. My pipe might have exploded and did some damage to my home. God.
Where in the house was it? In the basement?
It was right behind the kitchen cabinets is where it like popped. And it was just like... It wasn't fun.
Did it ruin?
Yeah, they pulled out the kitchen cabinets. They're going to put them back in, I think, Monday.
Because there's some new stuff in the kitchen, relatively new
stuff
in the
kitchen.
Yeah,
like the floor. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. When it rains, it pours. Yeah,
almost literally.
Like, Kara's car cost, yes, last week, we had to take her car in, cost like $398 to fix. And then I'm like, man, maybe I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then, boop.
Right. Thank you for sharing that, because that like I had mentioned to my dad back in the fall, like, hey dad, once things get more settled, I'm you know, knowing that I want to stay here and not go to Wakanda, I would go to Wakanda. It's warm, and I've always wanted to work in an area that's far more ethnic than me. He's like, don't buy a house. He's like, you have everything taken care of now. It's arguably equal to your rent, and you can't fix anything. So I don't know. We'll see. At least it was like a home claim. Like, that's reasonable. At least it's not like Kara going, hey, my husband just opened up a State Farm office and he's dead now. I'm calling to claim on his life insurance. That's really shady. I'm so glad you brought up work stuff.
Okay.
I finally saw your billboard. and I have observations and comments.
I'm sure you do. Excuse me.
First observation is... That was a very uncomfortable smile.
Oh, yes, it is. It is. It's one of those, like, what I called And I was like, look, this is what I want to do. And everything needs to go through compliance as far as State Farm and marketing goes.
What'd you want to do?
What I wanted to do was take like one of those old school, like high school photos where
swooshy lasers
like, where
and stuff?
I, no, where like my face was looking forward and then there was a silhouette of my face looking to the side. You know, I wanted to wear like a real tight sweater and like a gold chain. And they were like, you could take that picture, but we're not going to let you put it up. And I was like, so I had to do like the standard like agent photo, but I didn't want to wear like a blazer and a tie.
Right.
And so I was like, well, I'll just throw on a sweater. And that's how that photo came into existence.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think you should have done the other thing and used it for like social purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was observation number one. And that's what I figured. It's all, you live in the corporate world now. It is like right, if you're going south on the trail, it is a little, if you're going south on the trail, it's on the north side of the road. So the left side, just a little bit before the zoo.
Yep.
There's a lot of information on there.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know like what they, like it's hard to grab a phone number when you're driving past. And I know it's just for branding purposes. It should say the good neighbor. Not a good neighbor, because you are the good neighbor.
I am.
It's the show intro now. And last comment, you should get your money back. Because, is it Philip yet? Nope, not yet. I can't, from that part of the trail, there's a new part of the trail from, I always confuse like Western and South Avenue. But from that part to like where you get on, it's all mostly new road. But beyond that, mm-hmm. down the trail is cavernous.
But
it looks like that Wakandan meteor hit the trail. And you can't even, like, check blind spots to take your eyes off the road for fear that you will hit one of these craters. And I could not. I was looking for your billboard and trying to dodge these craters at the same time.
See,
and if I'm dodging craters, or is that...
But here's the... Herein lies the other side of thinking.
Bust the car. Get stuck in front of the billboard.
No, yeah, don't call me. I'm kidding. But when the zoo opens and they have events, especially like Lights Before Christmas and all that stuff, when you're sitting on the road and you're just sitting there waiting to get into the zoo, what are you going to do?
But during Lights Before Christmas, it's dark.
But my billboard is lit.
Is it?
Yes.
Was that extra?
I don't know. It all comes in a fee. Everything costs money.
I know. But now that I think about it, like if you get hammered by one of those crater potholes, which mm-hmm. are bigger than I can ever recall living here, like Moses opened those things up. That's a Bible reference. He parted the sea. They're big. Like literally you can't check blind spots for fear that you will drive into one. If you do drive into one and you break down right there, your face and your State Farm billboard is staring you at the face saying...
That is absolutely correct.
So I didn't think about it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. I was just like keeping my eyes on the road while trying to look for it.
Well, most people don't like try to dodge potholes. Remember that.
I do. I do.
I know you do.
You know,
You're not most people.
I know. I now look forward to that part of the trail. Like I can drive like I would if I were a drunk driver and no one we've all seen the memes like mm-hmm. are they drunk or are they driving on the trail? Like you can do that now.
Exactly. Like if you're a smart drinker, well, and I hate to say I take that back. Never mind. Like
if you're a savvy alcoholic,
you know the prime times that you can drive, and that's on icy days, snowy days, you know, potholy roads. Those are the times you don't go out on St. Patrick's Day, New Year's Eve, Super Bowl. You pick weather events,
right.
And then you try to get home.
Awful. This is awful. If you're driving at like Tuesday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I mean that's like prime savvy alcoholic drug driving time.
I have seen people pulled over and doing sobriety tests at 3 o'clock, and you
not.
Just roll down your window and go, "Damn!"
Right.
I'm like, bro,
like what's wrong with your life that you're partying this hard on a Tuesday? I mean, I got to take you in.
Three.
I got to take you in.
Yeah.
I got to nab you for drunk driving, but I feel bad for you. Philip hasn't responded. We'll see how things go over the course of the next hour or so. We do have a lot to get to, and what the heck did I just do? No, I think we're good. Podcast always at Q1055.com. There was some cool stuff with Denny doing a wedding, getting lots of couples married earlier in the week. Check out our Q105 Facebook page for what went down with that. We're back next.
Remember the Q's number and play.